This is Sam from the Masculine Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. The season goes on and on because Thanksgiving isn't just a season. Thanksgiving is the reason. And I had a blast filling in for my good buddy Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. We're playing right now on this week's edition of Truth Talk, the show I did earlier in the week. So don't worry about calling in about Thanksgiving and how the Grinch stole Thanksgiving and how we can get it back. So stay tuned. Be encouraged. Also visited with Connie, one of the founders of this amazing ministry. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. You'll hear her story coming up right here, right now. Thank you to all of our amazing affiliates. We are thankful for the radio signals all over the country, all over the world that carry Truth Talk. And you can also listen to our podcast. Just Google it for Truth Talk. You'll find it there where podcasts are downloaded, part of the Truth Podcasting Network. God bless you. And here is our special Thanksgiving edition of Truth Talk. Hope you're enjoying your weekend with your family, and hope you're looking for gospel opportunities to share Christ, gospel conversations. What better way to do it than to talk about Thanksgiving and everything give thanks? This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and now this week's edition of Truth Talk.
Happy Thanksgiving! You heard me say it. Why has this become the long-lost holiday? I'm Stu Epperson, and I am going to talk to you. Here's the title. If you could title today's show, here you go. Ready? The title of today's show is How the Grinch Stole Thanksgiving. What happened to Thanksgiving? Can someone tell me? Now, you can phone in live at 866-34-TRUTH right now. My Instagram Live people, I love going on IG Live because it's all the young folks. It's all my buddies and friends and ballers. Hello there. Watson and Andrew, my man in New York City, a pastor standing up for Christ up there. Oh, Brother Wolf, man of God, my nephew Wilson, they're coming on board. We're talking about how the Grinch stole Thanksgiving. Check this out, okay? Am I kidding? What happened to Thanksgiving? It's stuck right there, sandwiched between Thanksgiving, Davis, former Truth Warrior intern, going on IG Live right now. Thanksgiving is sandwiched right there between the two highest grossing holidays in the world, in history, Halloween, October 31st, and Christmas, somewhere in December. What's the date? Grayson, what's the date of Christmas? I'm trying. It's somewhere in December. The 25th. 25th. Okay, thanks. That was a close call. Thanksgiving. So how did the Grinch steal Thanksgiving? What happened to Thanksgiving, gang? Why aren't we celebrating Thanksgiving? Hey, okay, Turkey Day, it's a big food day. I read a funny thing this morning from one of my IG, that stands for Instagram, for those of you who are a little older and uneducated in the things of the youth, IG, DM me, HMU on the IG. And this Instagram friend, she put up this thing that's just a reminder, on the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, just a reminder, everyone, just before midnight, set your scale back 15 pounds to compensate for all the feasting and the food, right? Well, let me tell you something. Thanksgiving is more than a meal. Thanksgiving is more than just a bunch of turkey and pecan pie and sweet potato pie. And I just put an order in for a carrot cake, homemade cream cheese icing. Oh, it's going to be so good. And I just put an order in for a pecan, a pumpkin pound cake with icing. Yeah, that's right. And a peanut butter, a sweet potato pie, and a chocolate chess pie. So I just called some friends, some sponsors, Truth Network sponsors, and not going to give them a plug here on this show. Cupcake Cuties right there in Wahlberg. I got their final ones. Unbelievable. There's a rush at all the places that sell those kind of cakes and pies. Thanksgiving's more than that. How important is Thanksgiving? Why is giving thanks so important? I'm going to tell you why today on this program. I'm going to talk to the lady, one of the people that inspired these thank you Jesus signs, coming up next in just a little bit. Grayson's going to get her on the phone, our awesome producer here. And I'm going to talk to her about why these Thanksgiving signs, thank you Jesus, have taken over Like, they're all over the place. They're in 50 states. They're in like 7-10 different countries. Did you know? Check this out. Thanksgiving has, this is crazy. Do you know how many Thanksgiving cards, by the way, are given out? Check this out, okay? Check this out. Thanksgiving cards. Ready for this? There are 1.6 billion Christmas cards sent out annually in the United States. 1.6 billion, Cousin Ann, who just jumped on here on my Instagram. 1.6 billion Christmas cards, 151 million Valentine's cards, 141 million Mother's Day cards, 93 million Father's Day cards, 57 million Easter, 17 million Halloween cards. Now, that didn't shock me. Who sends someone a card for Halloween? That's kind of dorky, right? No one's going to do that. But listen to this. At the bottom of the list is this little lost holiday that we just kind of, it's an excuse to chow down before the big Christmas season. It's an excuse to have debates like, should we play Christmas music yet? It's an excuse to have discussions like, should we put up the Christmas lights yet? Tucked right in between Halloween and right in between Christmas is this lost holiday of Thanksgiving. And it only has, of all these, it's at the bottom list, 13 million Thanksgiving cards. That's it. 13 million. Now, check this out. That's 123 Christmas cards for every one Thanksgiving card. Unbelievable. So what in the world happened to Thanksgiving? So IG people, download the Truth Network app, listen right there live right now, or listen to a Truth Network station near you to Stu Epperson live right now talking about Thanksgiving, and phone in because I'm going to ask you some questions this hour. How the Grinch stole Thanksgiving. How do we get Thanksgiving back? How do we make much more of Thanksgiving? How do we make it the number one grossing holiday in the year? How do we become more thankful? What are you thankful for? Another question. You can call me at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Hey, tell me this. How do you and your family redeem the Thanksgiving season? What do you do to make it real? What do you do around your table to go deeper into what God is doing with Thanksgiving? I'd love to hear your testimonies. Phone lines are going to be open all hour long. We got one of the founders of Thank You Jesus Signs coming on this show to talk about that remarkable story, how a Thanksgiving-inspired message of Thanksgiving, maybe not the season, but the message of Thanksgiving, how that message has taken our country by storm, and now there's yard signs everywhere that say, Thank You, Jesus. 866-34-TRUTH. I'm going to say goodbye to my IG people. Awesome to have you there. I want to encourage you, by the way, in the five A's. I'll repeat it twice this hour. The five A's of 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says this. It says, in everything give thanks. This is God's will in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything is the amount. Give thanks is the action. This is God's will is the attribution. In Christ is the access. Concerning you is the application. We'll unpack that all hour long on this all Thanksgiving hour right here. Hang on. Don't touch that dial. 866-34-TRUTH. Happy Thanksgiving. The Grinch stole Thanksgiving. You know it's true. Come on. This little holiday, this big holiday, trapped right there between the Christmas and Halloween holiday, gets no respect, doesn't get the love it deserves. We all know it's true. How do we bring it back? How do we stop the Grinch from stealing Thanksgiving? And how do you honor Christ with your Thanksgiving celebration? How can you? What's some ideas you do? Let's see what Clay says. A caller from North Carolina. Clay, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. I'm Stu Epperson.
Hey, brother.
Going to bring Thanksgiving back, man. And then we've got a special guest on hold who's going to tell us the founder of the Thank You Jesus signs that we see everywhere. But talk to me, Clay. Give me some help here, man.
Hey, brother, President Stu. It's wonderful to be able to talk to you. I remember being able to see you when we had the Bible conference back in Kernersville back in March. I'll just share this. it's not about bringing Thanksgiving back. I mean, I know that, you know, Thursday, get this, 400 years ago, the pilgrims celebrated a harvest festival, which is called Thanksgiving. And I'm so thankful for Truth Radio because pastors on Truth Radio get on there and they talk about giving thanks. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give thanks because we get together with family. We get together with friends. We get together with brothers and sisters in the Lord, and we get to share our thanks for what we are able to do when we sit down and eat a meal, share a meal, and all that other stuff. To me, it's about just hearing, you know, the people give thanks. And I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful for Brother Robbie. I know Brother Steve's on his way to, you know, the Sunshine State. But, you know, brother, I give thanks for Truth Radio, for what y'all do. And I'm just so thankful for that.
Well, God bless you. Well, you know, I think Clay answered the question just by saying thank you. What an encouraging word. God bless you in sharing about the history of it, how there were some, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff in our past, but there were some really godly people that came, and they shared a meal, and they gave thanks to God. They gave thanks to the gracious, hospitable folks of the, you know, the Native Americans. So what a good word, remembering from whence we came, remembering what Jesus did for us and in Christ, how he came into our mess and he gave everything. He gave everything to us so we could give thanks back to him. God bless you, Clay. Thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for that good word.
Well, brother, God bless you, man. May you have a wonderful and blessed and happy Thanksgiving. And just remember this, in the spiritual realm of celebrating and or having a harvest for Thanksgiving, it's about God's grace. So God bless you, brother. Amen. Thanks for doing this. May you have a happy Thanksgiving and with your family.
Hey, thank you so much. God bless you. Wow, what a cool call. Now, we're going to go right now to someone who has brought this season, maybe not intentionally. You had no idea that these signs would be all over the place in what, 50 different states, and just unbelievable what God's done. Connie with the Thank You Jesus signs. Connie, great to have you here. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Stu. I'm just excited to be on your program.
Well, we're talking about, you know, the title of the show. It's just a catch on what we all know, but how the Grinch stole Thanksgiving. Last time I checked, if you look at the numbers, if you looked at the bank accounts and the retail trends, I don't know that Christmas has been stolen. You know, they're going to make some coin. Just ask, you know, your retailers, just ask all the merchandisers, just ask people that sell Christmas ornaments. But Thanksgiving's another issue. Why don't we give enough Thanksgiving, Connie? And how in the world did this Thank You Jesus thing? Give us the story. Give us the whole enchilada on this. A lot of folks listening have seen those really cool Thank You Jesus signs. Every time I see them, it really does a heart check for me.
Yeah. Stuart, truly a God thing. It started out with a young man. His name is Lucas Hunt. When he was 15 years old, he had been putting up Christmas signs in his neighborhood that he bought at a local Christian bookstore. And he wanted to do something neat for Easter, but he didn't have the money for it. He didn't know how to design something. And he just started praying about it. And in his childlike faith, he asked God to help him with Easter signs. And a couple weeks later, I'm driving down the road. We go to the same church. I didn't know he prayed this prayer. And I've been asking the Lord what our church was supposed to do for Easter. And the Lord dropped it in my heart to do a Thank You Jesus yard sign. And I called my pastor to do what I call a crazy check to see if he thought I was crazy about what I'd heard from the Lord. And he said, no, Connie. He said, just make sure you make the T across, and you'll see that on the sign.
Mm.
And then I called our church secretary, Carla Hunt, who just happens to be Lucas's mom. And I asked, Carla, do you think I'm crazy? And she said, no, you're not crazy. Lucas has been praying about this. And the Lord just worked it out. I'm not a graphic artist, but I downloaded a free app on my iPad and drew with my finger the Thank You Jesus sign. Lucas and his family went out and started sharing about the sign, and just God took over. It what we discovered is that there are a lot more people out there that love Jesus than the world thinks there is. Mm. There's a lot of people who love Jesus. And they were looking for a way to share their appreciation to the Most High God and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
This sign tapped into it. The design is very childlike because I drew it with my finger. A graphic artist kind of cleaned it up a little bit. And it was all started by a young man with his childlike faith. Mm. And I don't know if you've ever had this experience or your listeners have had it where you just know in your heart that God's going to do something big, but you don't know what it is. And this sign started in 2016, just a month before Easter. By Easter, Carla and Lucas and his family had sold 700 signs. By July, they'd sold several thousand.
Wow.
And we had to get a different printer. And now we're up to 180,000 yard signs.
Unbelievable. Wow. 180,000 yard signs are all over. They're in 50 states, huh?
They're in all 50 states, several countries. And what we're seeing is that when they wear out in people's yards, they go out and buy another one and put another one up. This is wow. not just an Easter project. This is an all-year project just to share appreciation for Jesus Christ.
Mm. Wow. Well, I want to explore why this has taken off, what you awaken in people to cause them to purchase in massive numbers, crazy numbers, these signs that say, "Thank you, Jesus." The color yellow, the cross in the T, it's Thanksgiving, friends. I know, we all associate the Grinch with Christmas, but for Pete's sake, how could we be so unthankful, curmudgeon-y, ungrateful? The Grinch, I believe, is trying to steal Thanksgiving. How the Grinch stole Thanksgiving is the title of today's show. I'm Stu Epperson, and it's that time of year, and I think that this Thanksgiving is the most wonderful time of the year. And some of you hear me say that tune with Thanksgiving and you look at me like I'm blaspheming or something. But is not Thanksgiving perennial, paramount? In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ concerning you. I'm going to give the five A's of 5:18, that's 1 Thess 5:18, once again in the last segment. Grayson, I believe we've got this segment, then we got the one coming up. And we're going to talk about why Thanksgiving is so important. A little fun fact, those of you who take communion, the Lord's Supper, you know what the other name for that is? The Eucharist. What does the word Eucharist mean? Thanksgiving. Did you know that every time you take the Lord's Supper, communion, Holy Communion, you are having a Thanksgiving feast? Because God gave, John 3:16, in action to us, we give thanks in reaction, in response. What else can you give Him, by the way? Can you best what He did on the cross? Can you best the perfect life of Christ? The perfect righteousness of Christ? Can you improve upon the resurrection? No, but you can give thanks. A heart that gives thanks to God. Thanks be to God for giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15. How about this one? Romans 6, 17. But thanks be to God, though I was a servant of sin, I'm now a servant of righteousness through Christ. We have much to be thankful for. Thanksgiving's not just a season. Thanksgiving is the reason. And a lot of this inspired a young man, barely 15 years old, to come up with a sign, a yard sign campaign. And one of the people that was in cahoots with him back in 2016 to spawn this amazing yard sign message campaign, whatever you call it, crusade, Thank You, Jesus signs that we see all over the place now, is Connie Frazier. She's with me on the radio right now. Connie, we love those thank you Jesus signs. Thank you, Connie and Tyler and the whole awesome team for blessing us with those signs. It's just awesome how God has used those signs. And Charlie and your whole gang, what a deal.
It's been an amazing ride, and it's definitely been a God ride. You asked earlier, you know, what do we do to get the message out about these signs? And actually, Sue, we tried to do marketing, and we tried to do social media and all the normal things that the world says, this is how you promote something. And it always fell flat.
Mm.
It never went anywhere. But what started happening is people started putting up signs, and we had several hundred signs go up in the Asheville area. We probably got up to 2,000 or 3,000 signs in Asheville.
Wow.
And you know, Stu, we've got the zoo.
That's right.
Tens of thousands of people that come to the zoo in Asheville. And as they were going to the zoo, they saw hundreds of thank you, Jesus signs.
Wow.
And so it was by people putting up signs in their yards and the Lord pricking other people's hearts to do the same thing that this movement grew. And like I said, we tried marketing. I mean, we tried to do it the traditional way. But, you know, God really doesn't like traditional. And he doesn't like man to get glory. He wants the glory.
Mm.
And so this sign has been all about him. It's been all about having the name of Jesus out there. I like to tell people that even if somebody knows Jesus or doesn't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, no matter what, when they go by that sign, they have to say to themselves, thank you, Jesus.
Mm, they sure do. They say it, and it's funny. I saw the WRAL reporter, and she said, thank you, Jesus, you know, a dozen times, because that's the name of the sign. That's the name of the movement.
Yeah.
That really cool. He's told earlier about Lucas. It's just a young 15-year-old. God gave him this vision for a yard sign campaign. Connie, you came alongside. Now you've got a great guy in Rodney. I talked to him earlier, who's also kind of part of the team, getting him out there, helping print all these signs. You've got these little garden deals that you go in gardens. You've got these little wristbands. And they all say the same thing. Thank you, Jesus. What a great message. And I tell you, I saw them originally when they first came out. I thought, oh, this is just kind of a fad. This will pass, you know, by the wayside, like a lot of things, like WJD bracelets and all that. But I tell you, Connie, I started seeing them in more neighborhoods. And I'd go somewhere random, you know, across North Carolina or South Carolina, and I see one there. Like, wait a second, how did that get there?
There's
what is it about Thanksgiving that is so important, so profound, so much bigger than one day? And by the way, I'm tickled to death we have a day. I'm not going to get on here and knock Thanksgiving and knock everyone that just, you know, that doesn't make enough about it. Of course, I'm going to say we should pronounce it louder and more, and it should be every day of our life, because in everything we're to give thanks. But Connie, what I'm trying to say is, what is it about Thanksgiving that we need to really, as it were, to use an Easter word, resurrect Thanksgiving and bring it back? Well, what is it we could do? How come this holiday, Connie, has gotten kind of lost, you know, tucked there between the big giant holidays of Halloween and Christmas, the two biggest netting holidays of the year?
I guess, you know, from a business standpoint, you have the marketers I was just at a grocery store trying to find Thanksgiving plates, you know, for the week. Couldn't find them. All that's out there is Christmas stuff right now. So you have the marketing side of it. But I will tell you, I think Thanksgiving is not just a one holiday problem that we've got. I think it's another pandemic that we've got here in our country, where we're not appreciative of what God has done for us.
Wow.
And I think it's more indicative of where our hearts are. And you ask, you know, why is Thanksgiving so important? And I just want to say it in a general idea, is when we're thanking God, when we thank Jesus for who he is or what he's done for us or whatever, you know, you want to thank him for, what it does is it gets our eyes focused on him. And all the mess that's around us that's trying to pull us down can't grab us because our eyes are focused on him.
Wow, that's a great word. So it's a really is a God-centered, Christ-centered notion of Thanksgiving because that's where it all came from. And your signs, Connie, thank you, Jesus signs that we see all over the place now, they have really little magnets as well. Those signs have, it's just a quick reminder. Tell us about the color scheme, the yellow, I mean, all that stuff, kind of you hand-wrote it, you told earlier. Tell us a little bit about some of the other fun facts about the Thank You Jesus signs that our listeners may not know.
Well, one of the things they may not know about because it's, you know, they think about the signs, they just buy a sign and they don't realize what's all behind it. But Rodney Tyler, who's our printer, and when he took this project over in July of 2016, the Hunts and my husband and I were just, it was so overwhelming to us, we just gave it to him. We said, here, take this over. We can't handle this anymore. And he came back, he said, I'm making too much money. He said, you need to form a 501c3. I want to pay you a royalty. Now, how many times do you know that goes on? That even shows you more about how this thing's about a God thing.
Wow.
So anyway, so we now have the Thank You Jesus Mission, which is a 501c3. We've raised over $240,000 from royalties and charitable contributions. And we've probably given away about $180,000. So we help soup kitchens, outreach missions here in North Carolina. It's been an amazing way that people who just pay $8 for a sign are helping to spread the gospel and help those who are hurting. Mm. So that's a fun fact that people don't know about us. And that continues on no matter what. We have, like you said, We didn't think it would last this long, and there's some months that maybe there's only 1,500 signs that are sold, maybe 500.
That's so cool.
Wristbands.
But it's in all 50 states, and how many countries?
I don't know. At least four or five countries.
It's just unbelievable. The Thank You Jesus signs, Connie. Thank you, Connie and Lucas and all your amazing team for what you've done to bless us with those. And thank you, Jesus. More on Thanksgiving and how the Grinch stole it and how we can get it back. And your thoughts, your calls.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
He's calling.
With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because
I'm thankful. Are you thankful today? What are you thankful for? Who are you thankful for? Have you said recently these words, thank you, Jesus? Wherever you are right now, whatever you're doing, just stop and say those three words. Thank you, Jesus. The lady who was part of putting these words on a sign on magnets all over the country, all over the world, is on the air real quick. We're going to say goodbye to her. But first, Connie, you got to tell us the website for folks that want to learn more about this amazing ministry. Maybe they want to throw a yard sign up just in time for Thanksgiving. I'm Stu Epperson, and it's just an honor to talk about this topic today, how the Grinch stole Thanksgiving, and how do we get it back? How do we get Thanksgiving out of the redheaded stepchild category, out of the hockey penalty box, and back into the primal paramount issue that it is of Thanksgiving? Connie did something about it. Her and her gang, awesome team, came up with these Thank You Jesus signs. Connie, what's the website?
It's thankyoujesussigns.com.
I love it. thankyoujesussigns.com. You see them all over the place. Connie, thank you. Hey, Connie, hey, we made a song.
Okay.
Are you excited?
I am excited.
Okay. It just hit me on, oh my, when was it? Maybe it was on Friday. But here it goes. Ready? In everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. In everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. What do you think, Connie? Besides the singer, besides the voice, what about that song? What are those words?
Powerful.
It's right out of 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Now, Connie, you're in for a treat because I'm going to bring on Pastor Jay, pastor of Oaklawn Church, who's having an amazing Thanksgiving service tonight. Pastor Jay, let me see if I can bring you on with Connie. Pastor Jay, say hi to Connie, one of the founders of the Thank You Jesus signs.
Hi, Connie. How are you doing?
Fine, Pastor Jay. How are you doing?
Doing well.
You might have one of these signs. I've seen one near your church. I'm not sure if you have one. I'm sure at some point you've had one. I mean, even churches have them out. What a great message, huh, Pastor?
Absolutely. I see them everywhere, so that's a great thing.
So cool. Well, Connie, Pastor Jay is an amazing pastor, worship leader. His church is Oaklawn Church. Pastor Jay, quick shameless plug at the front end here for folks that want to check out the service. I think it's tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mostly online. I'll have a few people come, but we're doing a little Thanksgiving. We'll do a lot of music. We're just going to ask people to put things that they're thankful for in the comments, and if they have any prayer needs that they want us to pray for, they can put that in there, or song requests. If they'd like for me to sing a certain song, I'll try to get those as well. It's at 7 o'clock tonight. If you want to just join us, you can go to our website, oaklawnlife.com, oaklawnlife.com, and both of our streaming platforms are there at our website. We'd love to have folks join us tonight.
That is so cool. And I want to say thank you, Jesus, for churches like Pastor Jay's and other churches that are doing church services tonight. I offered a fella great tickets to the Wake Forest game tonight, and he said, Stu, I'm going to church. And I said, I'm not going to push you on this game. If you're going to church, you go to church and you enjoy that. Hallelujah. So what a deal. Thank you, Pastor Jay. Connie, isn't that cool? They're having a special Thanksgiving, and maybe this is how we can get Thanksgiving back from the Grinch that stole Thanksgiving. Now, Connie, so Pastor Jay is one of the first people I called and sang my song to, and that's why you need to pray for him, okay? And pray for all our audience. I hope I didn't just kill the ratings of the Steve Noble Show in one fell swoop when I sang a second ago, but he's putting music to it. Pastor Jay, will you sing it for us? It's going to set tomorrow. We're actually going to perform this on a massive Facebook broadcast. But Pastor Jay, we'd love it if you would sing with your beautiful vocal cords that we're going to hear tonight at your service, that people that know you and have heard you, he's also a recording artist and sings with an amazing Christian quartet as well.
Amen. Sure, I'll try a little bit of it.
Here we go. Here he comes.
All right,
drum roll.
In everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. In everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ concerning you.
Oh, my soul. You got a standing ovation for me. Grayson, am I not standing up? I'm standing up. Connie, how about that?
Woo-hoo! I got chill bumps on it.
That is awesome. So this is so cool. And you know what's really neat? And I'm going to put this on my Instagram and my Facebook and everywhere else I can, Twitter. This verse has really riveted me because it's one of those verses that we refer to all the time. I've never taught it. I've never actually spent time listening to one sermon on it or written about it. And so I've spent a lot of time preparing and working on this, and we're going to share it with our Wednesday in the Word crowd, too, before Thanksgiving. But it's 5:18. It's the five A's of 5:18. And Connie, I know you want to know what these are. And Pastor Jay, I think you already know what these are because I've hit you with them a bunch. You just sang them. Connie, are you ready?
Shoot.
Okay, so you have five A's of 5:18. And here they are. You have the amount in everything, not necessarily for everything, but in everything. You have the amount. Then you have the action. Give thanks. Thanksgiving is an action. 10 lepers were healed by the Savior. Only one took the action of coming back and saying thank you in Luke 17. So you have the action. Then you have the attribution. The attribution is This is the will of God. This is God's will concerning you. This is God's will, the attribution. There's no greater place in the world to be than the center of God's will, right? And then you have the access. How do we get to God? Who is the way to God? Who's the one mediator between God and man? Jesus Christ. He is the access. John 14:6. In Christ. This is God's will in Christ. Then you have the application, kind of the last day, concerning you. This right here is, Connie, we are the reason we have Thank You Jesus signs is because we're the $1 trillion recipients of becoming sons and daughters of the King of Kings. Is there any other greater application or benefit than what we have been given in Christ? How about that, Connie? Those five A's of 518.
I wrote them down, and we'll go over them again, Stu. Love it.
Awesome. You got the amount, the action, the attribution, the access, and the application. 518, and then there's that beautiful song, Pastor Jay, amazing. And he had to run. He's picking his son up, which is awesome. And you have this idea of an attitude of gratitude. And so what you all did is you all went out and made a bunch of yard signs, more than you thought you'd ever would make, to put up all over the place in all kinds of yards. And what a blessing. Connie, thank you so much for the Thank You Jesus signs. And I want to encourage people. I opened the show, Connie, with a question. And that question is, how can we redeem Thanksgiving? How can we bring it back? You know, the fun title, How the Grinch Stole Thanksgiving. What can we do redemptively? Let's ask God that. Let's ask the Lord. Lord, what can we do with our family in this moment, maybe the only time that those gathered here are ever together like this again? Maybe the only time we're like this, eating this food at this place together. We don't know who's going to be in heaven this time next year from our crowd. Lord, how can we redeem this moment? And how can we make the most of it? And how can we enter your gates with thanksgiving? How can we in everything give thanks? Maybe go around the table. Connie, maybe we say thank you, Jesus, for some of the more basic things, like the roof over our head, the shoes on our feet, the clothes that we are wearing. But Connie, there's also some spiritual things. When you have that thank you, Jesus sign, what are some spiritual things, Connie? Some more deeper, impactful things we can thank God for.
Well, you know, the low-hanging fruit is for His Son, Jesus Christ. But I know, you know, I thank Jesus that I can trust Him in everything, that I can cast my burdens on Him, and He takes care of things.
Wow.
So there's just so much. If I challenge people to sit down and start writing a list and ask God to bring to their remembrance all the things, and they'll just keep writing. They'll be crying by the time it's done, I promise.
Wow. That is so good and so profound. So I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Connie, happy Thanksgiving to you. Give us the website one more time for your Thank You Jesus signs, will you?
It's thankyoujesussigns.com, and many stores carry this product, Christian bookstores, and you can see the store locator item tab on the website, so you can find the stores nearest.
Yeah, like Uncle D. White Goliath's Christian Supply, D. Wayne, those guys have your signs. I've seen them in there. Pretty awesome.
That's right.
Hey guys, think about this. Without His giving, we would have no giving of thanks. So we can all say, as we started the show, we're going to close it. We can all say, thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Connie. Thank you for being on. What an encouraging story. Memorize that verse, gang. Sing it like Pastor Jay sang for us beautifully just a second ago. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, the five A's of 5:18. Share them around the table and get people engaged in talking. What are you thankful for?
This is the Truth Network.